Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Daniel Turner with us today. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Beth Ann, hello. Good to talk to you, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, it's been a crazy week. It's been a short week, you know. We had that holiday weekend, and then we've claimed we've had about 3 or 4 Mondays this week. You know, usually Tuesday that's a Monday is usually rough, and it was. And then we had Wednesday, and then today we're having phone troubles on the show, so it's just been crazy. But we are here, be it as it may be, we are here. And what's been going on for you this week?
Well, if I could, I'd love to talk about what's going on in Colorado. And that's a really important state for Power of the Future.
Okay.
And we're going to engage there on the energy issue. As a C4, there's only so much we can do in terms of elections, right? We have to steer clear of that, but we can talk about issues. And energy is a huge issue in Colorado, and people up for office there have very different perspectives on it.
Okay.
Let me walk you through, in 15 seconds, the evolution of a state. Colorado's had oil and gas exploration and coal for, let's say, 100 years. Crazy liberals in California move out because they can't afford it, and so they go to Colorado because it's beautiful and it's cheap and it's a magnificent state. But cities like Denver and Boulder can only have so many houses, so they expand and they build developments. And we see this all across America, mm-hmm. and they go into what were used to be rural areas, and then these crazy libs move to these rural areas because they can get a big house for a lot of money, and then they say, holy cow, there's a fracking well a half mile from where I live. I want this shut down. There's a proposal right now in Colorado to ban all energy exploration within 2,500 feet of any residential, commercial, or government building. 2,500 feet's half a mile. Mm-hmm. If you added half a mile and drew diameters half a mile around the state, you would basically shut down the energy industry. And you have this liberal guy running for governor, and there's a lot of people who see the world the way he does because they're transplanted Californians who have come to Colorado and say, we are going to fight for this. And this would devastate the state. It would devastate the state economically. It would kill hundreds of thousands of jobs, and it would hurt the entire country. It hurt our national security interests, hurt our energy independence efforts. And so that's where we're going to start engaging aggressively in Colorado. If you have listeners from that state who want to share their stories, especially if they work in this field, you know, they can reach me at daniel@powerthefuture.com. We just got the .com, by the way. We're so excited.
Awesome.
.com. Yay, thank you. but Colorado's a big state, and I'd love to get any help we can to push this agenda in Colorado.
You know, I visited Colorado back, oh gosh, I don't know if it's 2009 or 2010. And the person that I stayed with was telling me the same story you're telling right now, that mm-hmm. that they have these transplants because it is such a beautiful state, and the weather is so wonderful, you know, except when it snows in the mountain. But anyway, it's so beautiful. And they transplant there, and then they want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have this, and they don't want to have that, and so here comes these guys, and they transplant, and they start running for office, and she says the mandates and the regulations were just tearing up the state, just mm-hmm. ruining it. And so it's the same story you're telling.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and I think people in Texas are starting to experience that, people in Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, which is where I am. You do see these transplants from, in my case, it's the North, where it's very liberal and very expensive and very progressive. And so they move to the South. They move to North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee. But sadly, they bring their crazy ideas with them.
Which will
and then
once
they try to, yeah, they try to ruin the state and turn it into what they fled.
And it'll once again be more expensive. It's like, hello, this is circle reasoning. Can you not figure this out?
Exactly. So where do we go next? I guess that's my question, right? Mm. I mean, how? I guess we all move to Alaska, but then they'll discover Alaska too, and then they'll turn that into California.
So in the whole United States is going to be California, and that's not a pretty picture.
Or maybe by that point, everyone will have left California, and we can go back and claim it again.
You know, that just went through my mind. This is pretty scary that we're thinking alike. Yeah, well, they're all leaving California. Maybe we can go there and bring it back.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a terrible threat when it comes to these issues like energy and like land issues and Second Amendment issues, because that's what, I mean, you're the voice of the heartland of America, and those are the values of the heartland. And you have, in the case of Colorado, this is a guy who's worth $400 million, who's from California, but he's been in Colorado, okay, maybe 15, 20 years. But he brings the California liberalism and his $400 million, and now he wants to reshape Colorado to look like California. The people in rural America, the people in these great states, I know they're busy and they have work to do and they have farms to manage and families to take care of, but they've got to get out and they've got to mobilize and they got to vote and they have to stay active, because little by little, this encroachment of progressive values is going to hurt what they care about, their land use, their rights, and we have to stop it.
You know, it is crazy, and it's not been that long ago. I remember we were talking about some of these mandates and these crazy regulations and laws. And now this has nothing to do with energy. It just has something to do with craziness. And one of those is you're not allowed to pick up an eagle feather if you find it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are subject to a huge fine and jail time. Okay? But the ones who do this, you know, the ones who think this is all the way to run this nation, like Governor Cuomo, he's admitting that he actually picked up a feather when he was visiting, I think it was Colorado.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, now I'm thinking, all right, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, you know. So,
exactly.
You know, he needs to be, because there's stories and such of when, you know, us common people, us deplorables, us, you know, that picked up an eagle feather and made some kind of design out of it as an artist, and they got in trouble. And then we have the regulations and mandates that you're talking about make absolutely no sense for this nation. And this is the logic of these people. Cynthia Nixon, who's running, I think, for mayor, isn't she, in New York? Well,
Governor.
And she's saying that, of course, she wants universal health care, but she doesn't know how she's going to do it. She goes, well, we'll figure that out later. Now, this is their logic. We'll figure that out later. And just vote for me. I got this. You know, I got this. Just vote for me.
Yeah, and this is where it's a chance for the people to stand up, who are so much smarter than the politicians. Cynthia Nixon has also said that as governor, she will not only maintain all of the fracking bans that Cuomo put in place, which basically means we will keep areas of New York in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will we keep those bans in place, but I will prohibit any fracked gas being used in the state of New York. And you want to say, so basically you want to turn New York's lights off. Right? It's not logically possible to say, and of course she gets applause and the environmentalists cheer and say, finally we have a hero. But then all the environmentalists get on their cell phones and they tweet things and they drive home and they put on the AC. And you want to say to them, this type of hyperbolic stupidity can't continue.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But why would anybody vote for somebody that gets up and says, well, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but we'll figure it out when we get there.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And
it's the same what we're seeing in Colorado. If these 2,500-foot setbacks go into place, well, then we'll deal with the consequences. But that's what always has bothered me about liberalism is they've never had to deal with the consequences of their actions. They only get to embrace the intentions. And their intention is to have clean water and clean air. But the consequences are devastating to communities and families and economies. And our intention is to have clean water and clean air and a clean environment. But we can also have a prosperous and thriving economy and society. And I'll never accept this dichotomy that it's either or. So the intentions of liberals are great, but their consequences are devastating, and we have to start judging them by the consequences.
Absolutely. The unintended consequences, although I don't even know if they're unintended. I think they could care less. And, you know, as long as their little life, their little corner is doing okay, and the rich and famous, they don't care. I mean, it's not going to bother them. They can afford it. It's like you have said many times here that it's the poor.
Exactly.
The poor that will be affected.
And I know you care deeply about land use, and that's the consequence of the Colorado action. They're going to basically tell people what they can do with their land, and that's a terrible disregard for people's rights.
Well, it is, and of course it is. They want the land. That's what it's all about. They want the land. We're going into a break. Do you want to hang, or do you need to go?
I'd love to stick around if you'll have me.
I'll have you. I'll have you, Daniel. We're going into a break. We'll open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're still having some phone problems, but we are on the air, sort of, kind of, and we have Daniel with us. Daniel, I appreciate you hanging in with me. You know, Burt Reynolds passed away. I don't know. You're a younger man than I am, woman. And so he was a big star back in the day, and we always loved Burt Reynolds movies, except for Deliverance. I never liked that one. But watched that one once. The others more than once. That one once was enough and was too much. But he's gone. We're bidding him goodbye, and that's kind of a rest in peace with the Smokey and the Bandit and some of the other movies that he did. And pretty sad to see him gone.
Oh, he was a wonderful actor, and I think my favorite movie of his was Cannonball Run.
Oh, yeah.
which was a great comedy, but yeah, a wonderful actor, and sad to see him go. I hope he, you know, didn't suffer at the end. I was surprised to learn he was 82. He looked fantastic.
Yeah, so, he was the last couple of years, the last couple of times I've seen him, he looked pretty rough. Had a little trouble getting around and stuff, kind of feeble. But, yeah, he'd been around a long time, and he was quite the entertainer. He had that little sparkle of ornery in his eyes, and he used that to his advantage when he was acting. So he will be missed. He will be missed. And then I wondered if you've been watching these hearings this week. I am Spartacus, you know. And I started the show out with that, I am Spartacus. But it's just been crazy what they've been doing up there.
It's been really quite the spectacle. And I was a former Senate staffer, and so I know how the Senate runs. I know how staffs do their job. And I just have to assume that Senator Booker's comms staff, once he said that, all kind of rolled their eyes and thought, oh, boy, how do we get out of this one? It's a really amazing statement to make about yourself.
Especially when it was a lie. what he was revealing, this secret reveal had already been revealed, and it was like,
exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. And they haven't been able to find any judicial flaws with Judge Kavanaugh in the 2 days of hearings. And so it seemed that on day three yesterday, they were going to say that these secret documents have all the proof we need that he's either a racist or that he hates women, and that was the whole point of this showboat, right? There are these documents, and if we only had access to them, then we would all know the truth that he's this terrible, hateful person, and that will stop him. And so they're out of ammunition. They know they don't have the votes to stop him. And they're still reeling the effects of losing in 2016. Elections matter.
Yeah, and I think they're going to lose in 2020 and 2018. I think they're going to lose this fall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see any blue wave coming, and especially with this behavior. Most Americans aren't that stupid.
No, and you know what was disappointing with the last few days of hearings was seeing the number of senators who just last week held up John McCain as the example of bipartisan cordiality and norms and decorum and Senate protocol, and why can't we all be more like John McCain? And then as soon as he's buried, they turn to Brett Kavanaugh, and all of the knives come out, and all of the bipartisan cordiality is out the window. So it's just very funny how you can turn it on and turn it off.
It said there's been over 350,000 pages of material that has been brought forth on Kavanaugh with his and made public, more than any other candidate that's been gone through such hearings. And of course, then Feinstein gets up there and she tells a few fibs, so she gets the Pinocchio Award, they said. And the end of the day, then, literally at noon, wasn't the end of the day, it's the end of their day, I think, at lunch. I don't know. Anyway, it said when the committee broke for lunch on Thursday, senators made a quick detour to the Senate floor to confirm 8 nominees to the U.S. District Court.
Amen.
Only 2 required a formal recorded vote, and the tallies were 60-35 and 79-12. This says this brings President Donald Trump's total number of confirmations to 68 judges, including Justice Neil Gorsuch. Yet, during the same time, the number of judicial vacancies has ballooned to 134, and that's nearly 30% higher than when Trump took office. So
wow.
He's going to be replacing a lot of these judges. And so while they're making a big to-do over this one, these others, I think, are even more important.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're the first line for any of these any of these cases before they go to the Supreme Court, and having them is almost as important because it creates the pipeline of jurisprudence. So yeah, it shows the importance of President Trump's victory and why we need to have him, you know, win again in 2020 to keep these conservatives on the court, and more people like Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, I have a new advertiser in Liberty Tabletop, and they make stainless steel flatware. And they only use steel that's made in the USA, Daniel. And they were talking about
that.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I went after them. And it's beautiful stuff. It's high quality. It's beautiful stuff. And they stand by their products. But you know, in talking with him, it's like when you talk to these people that run companies and do business like this, and I talk to somebody like you that's keeping an eye on what's going on in our energy sector, you know, and with all the regulations and mandates and all this and that, you know, that we're going through. He was talking about a little bit about the tariffs and a little bit about the I'm trying to think what the word is, the cool label, you know, country of origin labeling, and mm-hmm. how important that is to consumers. And as we were talking about this, he was talking about the tariffs and how, you know, we're going to have some pain through some of this, but it's really going to be in our benefit in the long haul. And I do believe that. I think that we're going to feel a little pain, but I think it's going to end up doing better in the long run.
It is, and I do think that your average American would rather pay a little more to keep jobs at home and to keep rural communities thriving with manufacturing jobs than to pay a little less, knowing that we're just enriching another country in the world. And we've seen that as jobs shift overseas for the last 30 years, and President Trump is bringing them back. And I think that's the... I think ultimately that's the confusion of the left, is they have so long assumed that union voters were going to always be Democrat, that these labor voters were always going to be Democrat, and they took advantage of them and they ignored them. And these folks came out in droves and voted for President Trump because they want their jobs and they love their communities and they want respect and the dignity that comes with their profession. And they don't want to see their furniture manufacturing in North Carolina ship over to China. And they don't want to see their steel ship over to China or India. And so I agree with you 100%. We may feel a little pinch in the short term, but in the long term, we're doing our country a great service.
I think absolutely, you know, because when you make it here, you hire here. Mm-hmm. So our workers are the ones reaping the salaries. They're the ones getting, you know, the benefits of the jobs. And then they spend their money here. And when you buy here, you know, the money's right here. I mean, everything is a win-win situation. The tax dollars are here. Everything is a win-win. And so it's confusing to me why they would ever have wanted that sucking sound in NAFTA.
Exactly.
We were warned about and happened.
Yeah, and you know the ethos of Power of the Future really comes from my closest friend, who's a very successful D.C. attorney, but never forgot his humble roots in rural North Carolina, where everyone made furniture. And he said, we're in our mid-40s, and he said, so it was not uncommon 28 years ago, after high school, you married your prom date, you got a job at the mill, she got a job at the mill, and then you had kids, and that was what our whole community was. And they took it away from us when they took away our factories. And those people deserve their jobs and their dignity back. And President Trump's doing it.
And, you know, these Green Weenies and the Sierra Clubs and all that, they really don't care. They don't care how many families are put into poverty with their mandates and regulations, as long as they get what they want. And like I said, they're doing okay. We're going into another break. We're going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5411. Zero. I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner. And it is a Friday, but it is a strange Friday. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Are you local to the Colorado Springs area and interested in exploring political philosophy through moving, real-life stories? Join us Saturday, September 22nd at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs for inspiring personal accounts of those that have fought for individual liberty under the most extreme circumstances. This lecture series, Heroes of Courage and Liberty, will feature incredible speakers like Michael Lella, whose father's life inspired the Amazon number one best-selling book, Beneath a Scarlet Sky. Also speaking will be Dr. Don Viet Hoat, a political prisoner in Vietnam for over 16 years. We'll hear from Dr. Isaac Chung, one of 11 children from a Chinese-Vietnamese refugee family, and author of Where the Wind Leads. This program is sponsored by the Foundation for Economic Education. Please visit fee.org/UCCS for more details.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no passing go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I want to say thank goodness, but I'm having a lot of fun with you, Daniel.
I always have fun. I love being on this show.
We love having you. We really do. And what else have you got for us today? I kind of took over there with some of the things that I had and asked you some questions about things that are going on. But what else have you got? You know, we were talking a little bit when we were talking about Colorado about property rights, and yeah, you know, they do want the land, they do.
Absolutely, and you know, along that those same lines, as you were closing the last segment, you mentioned the Sierra Club and the Greenpeaces and how they're doing well, and they don't mind if they shut down a coal mine or a factory or anything that they think quote unquote pollutes. And I agree with you 100%, and want to add to that to say that if they really cared about things that pollute, they would spend all their time in China and in India and in Malaysia and Indonesia, because sadly those are the countries that are polluting. Those are the countries that are putting plastic. You know, the straw ban that everyone's all up in arms about? We're banning straws.
Yes, yes.
6 months in jail if you give out a straw in Santa Barbara, California.
Crazy.
6 months in jail for giving out straws at a restaurant.
But if you're an illegal alien and you murder somebody, that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know what the consequences of an illegal alien having a straw.
Well, oh, maybe that's it. We should pass straws out to all the illegal aliens, and then they'll get them.
That's a great way to solve two problems.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was going to ask you about that, because I think this is what you're getting ready to say, because I had told somebody, but I didn't have any proof. I just had Daniel's word, that you said that most of this trash in the ocean is coming from China.
Yes.
So I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit.
about 95%, and I can send you a really good chart that I have that if you want to put on your website.
Absolutely.
Or I can put it on mine and you can link to it. But about 95% of the pollution in the ocean, the garbage in the ocean, comes from Southeast Asia. And then of that 95%, about half of it alone is China. So, and I think there's phenomenological proof of that. Ask anyone in America the last time they went to the beach and they saw it littered with garbage. Now, sometimes things happen. Sometimes there's an accident. Sometimes after a storm, things wash up.
Right.
But I go to a lot of beaches, and I don't see these garbage tankers just unloading garbage and floating away. Exactly. We don't pollute as a country, and why can't we say that with pride? That's what I don't understand about the left and these environmental groups who yell and scream about America, and they pass things like straw bans. Why can't they say we don't pollute as a country? We're a good country. We're a clean country. We're a healthy country. Why don't they love what we are good at rather than try to make up things that to blame on us? I don't understand their worldview.
They want to say we're bad about everything. We're just the worst, you know, capitalists, and we're just, you know, we've got Antifa out there fighting everything. We've got socialism out there. Everybody's trying to fight the Republic and the Constitution. But I was going to say that Dana Perino was on the other night, and they were talking about all this garbage that they keep saying about the president. Every time he does something, they act like the world is going to end. And when he pulled out of the Paris Treaty, the climate Paris Treaty, they just thought that was the worst thing ever. She goes, you know, nothing's really happened. In fact, we have cleaner air than anyone else. In fact, we have done astronomically better since we pulled out. And but nobody's telling that story.
No.
You know, and that's just one issue, just one that you can see that they're not telling the truth about. And again, they go absolutely hysterical every time he says something or does something.
Exactly. And if your life's mission is to fight for the environment and to call out factories and plants that pollute, then you should pick up your nonprofit and you should go to Southeast Asia. But they don't want to go to Southeast Asia. They like their big, comfy Manhattan offices. The National Resources Defense Council has a 12-story brownstone in the East Village. I would want to hang out there, too. The pizza's good. The bagels are good. You can go to the opera later on that night. So go to where the problems are. And instead, these lefty groups, they like to make up problems here in America.
They got to justify their existence.
Exactly. And one of the things that we have to stop doing is we have to stop giving them money. Now, I don't think your listeners do, but I know very well-intentioned people who think the Sierra Club really does clean up parks. And they'll write them a $10 check and say, oh, this is great because here's a group that's going to go clean up a polluted park. No, the Sierra Club will take your $10 and they'll turn it into a George Soros donation. Yeah, and they will try to block Brett Kavanaugh and register people to vote for Democrats. That's what they do with their money.
But a lot of people don't necessarily give directly. There are companies that you might support, and one of them I'm thinking of is, you know, that supplement to Medicare, and they throw money into these places where most people would never give their dollars. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful who you do business with and where they put their money and their support. And that is something we try to talk about here, and I'm going to try and break that down a little bit more because you can't say it, but I can. AARP is not a good company.
No, I know what you mean. And you got to add them to your list of groups. And just like I have my list of actors that I boycott and my list of products, and congratulations, Nike, you just joined that list. Right? You have to have your list of things I don't want to contribute to, and that's the joys of capitalism. I have a right to not spend my money where I don't want to.
You know, and for Kaepernick, who's you know, going after abuse here in the United States, and capitalism hates it all. He loves Castro. It makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. And everybody said he sacrificed. What did he sacrifice? He didn't sacrifice anything.
Exactly.
You're doing a lot better than I am.
I've never seen anyone in the whole history of communism and totalitarianism. Have you ever seen anyone fight to immigrate into those countries? No one's fleeing America to go to Venezuela. No one went to Cuba for the last 30 years. Now they go on vacation, which I would never do. But Americans now go on vacation, and they think it's cool and chic, and they come back, and they are ultimately happy to be back in America when all is said and done.
You bet.
Right?
Well, Kaepernick does look like he has trouble affording a haircut. I have noticed that. But anyway, all right, I'm being silly. I'm being the mom. We are just about out of time. Let's direct people to Power the Future.
Thank you. Yes, Power the Future now, powerthefuture.com. And you can reach out to me. It's Daniel, my first name, at powerthefuture.com. If you have questions, if you want to know about the energy issue, if you see things happening in your area, especially those Colorado listeners, you know, we're always looking for stories. We're always looking to share. And I thank you tremendously.
And you're going to be on with us Tuesday, aren't you?
I'll see you then.
Next week. All right. We'll cover a little bit more of that then. We hope we got phones straightened out by then, too. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it
so much
for you being here with us today. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Be sure to visit my website, which is just csctalkradio.com. We have videos there. We have the podcast of every show there. And we have our advertisers listed there. Be sure to do that. Be sure to visit powerthefuture.com now. It's powerthefuture.com. DGScoins.com. LibertyTabletop.com. And MyPillow.com. Visit them all. Use the promo code. Well, I don't think you have to. It's Power of the Future. And let's bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.